Addressing the industry's 800-pound gorilla, the average hourly employee turnover in the food service industry is 110%. Now, hearing that number, you either shrug or shiver. If you shrug, you rationalize that's the price of doing business. If you shiver, you realize that this rate of employee churn is unsustainable in the near and long term because the labor side of our business will collapse. How is 110% turnover not the primary issue in food service today? This is an industry that blows a gasket when asked to display sodium content on menus. So where's the outrage about our chronic employee churn? Where's the righteous indignation and corrective measures from our state and national restaurant associations, our C-level suites, and our concept founders? If we don't do something, we've chosen to do nothing. And that's the problem. The fact is, we don't have a labor crisis, it's a turnover crisis. Or probably more accurately, let's call it a tenure crisis. Let's consider the numbers. Labor costs are typically the second highest expense in the restaurant business, after food costs, until you consider the price of turnover. Industry estimates for hourly employee replacement costs are $4,000 per employee. So, if you employ 40 people and your turnover rate is 100%, you're generating $160,000 in annual replacement costs per restaurant. So, a 25% reduction in turnover saves you $40,000 per restaurant every year. It also improves service, teamwork, and productivity by having a trained and more seasoned staff. Constant turnover north of 100% also strains payroll, administration, systems, and customer service. Plus, it worsens management turnover, since half of their time is spent recruiting, hiring, and training new team members instead of driving quality, service, and sales. It's cheaper to retain than it is to recruit, and less exhausting too. So, what do we need to do? Here's five actions. Number one, make the case at a higher level. This is a top-down, not a bottom-up concern. Food service CEOs must declare war and champion the issue of reducing hourly turnover. Make employee churn a line item topic at every meeting, at every level. Apportion resources to improve hiring, training, development, and career pathing. Here's a thought. What if we were to elevate the importance of improving turnover to the importance of food safety? Number two, rise and shine. It's fairly easy to distinguish low road and high road employers in food service. One group focuses only on keeping labor costs down. The other focuses wholly on team development and reaps the reward of higher productivity. Which one are you? Number three, detail what doesn't work. Make a list of every reason good team members leave, and then put a plan in place to work and eliminate those reasons. The short list would include unfair wages, lack of recognition, no career path, ineffective supervision, crappy training, bad hiring, no ongoing development, and failing to communicate daily how their work matters to the big picture. Number four, build a strong culture. Today, you need good employees more than they need you. And the truth is that high performers choose you. You don't choose them. Strong culture and leadership attracts them. Make the hiring process like you make everything else, exciting, fun, fast, innovative. Reward managers who attract and retain the best people. Practice random acts of appreciation and recognition for all your team members. Number five, it's a marathon, not a sprint. It took us 20 years to dig this turnover hole, and we won't fill it back in just a year. The task before us is daunting, but not impossible. Study the companies who have low turnover and do what they do. If you are truly committed to eliminating this vicious cycle of mediocrity surrounding employee churn, then do something every day to get better at it. Patience, persistence, resources, and fierce resolve is the only way we'll win this battle. How do you hide an 800-pound gorilla? One way is to hope he doesn't exist. But hope is not a strategy.